Yeah.
Since some shows you've never do again, you'd like to tell us to come there, that'd be cool.
Which conventions?
Yeah, but why something happened there?
It would take a hell of a lot to get me back to San Diego. Yeah, you too, buddy.
San Diego.
Yeah, so we're up to Sendelis, a dead weasel now, we heard that. San Diego was just fucking nightmarish. And I did that in 97. And there were like 45,000 people there. And that was too much. And I think last year, I think they got close to the 100,000 mark. San Diego is just everything that is wrong with America packed into one hole. It really was. They put me down at the DC booth to sign stuff, and there was nothing but a row of these disgusting mutant little children with huge teeth who appear to have about 8 hands each, just all grabbing at the desk going, "Is this free? Is this free? It's my jacket, you bastard! This free!" My abiding memory of San Diego was, I was walking down the aisle and there was a porn star comic book booth. There was a company at the time that published nothing but biographies of porn stars. And I'm walking past there and one of these women, I checked the name later, Hypatia Lee. Oh, okay. I'm going to defer to the expert in the front row here. Very, very tanned woman getting the old leather suitcase look, you know. Mm-hmm. Walking towards me, and behind her is, I swear to God, a midget pimp. This guy, on the best day of his life, it was 4 feet tall. And he had the full pimp look going. Why he didn't have the platform shoes too still kind of escapes me, but it was the big hat with the feather in and all the gold and, you know, the zoots that just hit his, and he's just screaming at her. He's 4 paces behind her, bitching her out. Just the worst language you could imagine. And of course, opposite this booth was a children's toys booth. So his family's there, and suddenly all you hear is, "You motherfucking slut, bitch, whore!" Just keeping it up without taking a breath.
What the fuck was that? Is that
you?
No.
Yeah. That filthy assistant, you are. That's my main memory of San Diego, the midget pimp with the bottomless well of obscenity screaming at this woman who was like 2 foot taller than him in front of about 8 families trying to buy nice little toys for their kids. Fuck San Diego. And the bars close early too. After a day like that, I mean, you need a good 8 hours drinking, but the bar closes at midnight. I know. I was going to arrange a raid, I tell you.
Ours are
2
o'clock.
Say again?
Ours are 2 o'clock.
That's more like it. Bit of fucking civilization.
Wait a vote for 45 minutes.
These are the old British comics conventions, the bars didn't close at all. The hotels would say, well, it costs us money to get the extended license. And the convention organisers would say, there's going to be 400 beer monsters in here who will not go to sleep until all your beer is gone. And it was just a desert, dead comics people all over this bar, and the bar staff having to hoover around them. And you would know all their names and possibly own some of their comics. One year, Marvel wanted me to attend the British Convention as their guest. And we got there and they said, great, you're here. They checked us in and they said, we want you to know you are under the Marvel credit card. We will cover all your expenses. In one night, I created a £1,000 bar tab.
Crap.
I had to beat Garth Ennis. Because Garth Ennis had been put under the Fleetway bar tab 2 years previously. But on the Sunday morning, their PR guy ran into his room and said, "Pack everything and leave now, you've spent all the money. We have to go, take the back stairs, go now, go, go, go." We drank Fleetway dry. Those were the days. Because we were more of a crowd in those days. We've all kind of scattered to the four winds now. I'm still in England. Garth is in New York. Morrison is shuttling between Glasgow and LA. John McRae's in Birmingham making babies. Some of us have vanished off the face of the earth. There was a guy called Dave Stone. The last time I saw him, he was telling me how the previous night he'd been sewn into a leather sarcophagus. I said, "Dave, I'm eating dinner."